You're listening to the Spicy Dividend.
What is up? It is episode 440 on this Friday, April 3rd, 2020, 5:16 p.m. in lovely Pennsylvania is when I'm recording this. Today should be a really short episode. So, hey, that means only one ad in the beginning for you guys, which is usually a good thing because everyone hates ads, and I guess I hate money. That's why I'm making today short. So, SPY, S&P 500 ETF down 364 points today, 1.45%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 336, 1.57%. So, a lot of coordination today between the two indices yet again. Down day. Was down 1% higher. It was down to 2.5%, rebounded a tiny bit at the end. And it seems like the past week we've been trading in a range. So the past 5 days we've been down 2%, not as severe, not as volatile as we've been the previous 3 weeks before that. So maybe we are starting to trade in a little bit of a range. Maybe we're going to be in an L-shaped recovery where it just flatlines for quite a significant amount of time before we recover to all-time highs again. Today should be short. I just want to talk about if you follow a lot of individual analysts and experts, quote unquote experts, they're going to tell you that right now is a stock pickers environment. So what do you mean by that? So stock pickers, meaning essentially you don't own ETFs, you don't own any sort of fund that comprises of multiple holdings. You want to own individual holdings. And the logic behind that is that in these times, that's when you're going to find either A, your home runs, where you can make, you know, 50 to 100% in a much shorter amount of time, or B, you're going to find the much more stable companies during times of uncertainty. So there's two ways to look at it. So if you look at the latter scenario I described, which means you're looking for companies that are more sustainable in this type of environment, you're looking at, you know, your Microsofts and a lot of blue chips, your P and your Procter and Gamble's, your Johnson and Johnson's. You're looking at the blue chips, stuff that has high cash reserves, sustainable business models, and they're not in any danger anytime soon. They have really good credit ratings, and they're not doing anything to get them in trouble with solvency issues. So the other aspect is the home run swings. So this is where you take, I'm just going to do the example that I did. And yeah, it's a home run. Too bad I didn't have too much money on it. But, you know, I bought something very speculative. I bought Penn National Gaming, which owns regional casinos. Obviously, casinos aren't opening up for a little bit. They closed down like 3 weeks ago. And I bought Penn National Gaming. They were at one point up to like $39. I bought them at both $9 and $4.50. They spiked in about 3 to 4 days to like $15. I ended up making 80% on that. And that's what you would call the home run. So it matters what kind of trading style you're in. Are you an active trader or are you a passive income investor? So if you follow CNBC, pretty much all of their analysts are going to tell you that, or at least they're going to bring up the question, is passive investing dead? Is passive income dead? I shouldn't say it's passive income. Is passive investing dead? No one would ever say passive income's dead. Is passive investing dead? And a lot of them say yes, just because if you're investing in something like a sector ETF, so you own something that's like all IT related, let's say a pure IT play, they're saying that's not smart. Why wouldn't you just, because there's going to be some duds in there, why wouldn't you just pick Microsoft? You know, or Apple, you know, something along those lines. One of the names that it's doing just fine in this environment, Amazon. Well, yeah, but isn't that kind of the whole point of diversifying? It's because you don't know which ones are going to be home runs, which ones are going to be sustainable business models in the future, right? Like, that's kind of the whole point. Yes, you can make much higher percentages much quicker if you're buying individual holdings, especially ones that are a little bit more speculative in this time. It's very hard to, quote unquote, hit home runs very fastly, very quickly, I should say, when you're doing stuff like ETFs. It's just not going to happen. But look, what is ultimately your end goal? Do you want to get there by passively investing, or do you want to get there by doing the nitty-gritty, doing the research, doing the fundamental analysis on each individual company that you're going to buy, and then be an active trader, because that's what you got to be. Now you can do swing trading and be a little bit more passive, but still being active by doing only individual holdings. It depends what your goals are. Are your goals to buy and hold forever? Are your goals to buy and then sell and then somewhat short-term future and turn a quick profit? Is it sustainable though? For me, passive investing will always be sustainable. Investing in something like DGRO, the iShares Core Dividend Growth ETF, that's always going to be doable. In any environment, I would love to invest in that holding. It owns 10 of the best companies in the entire world. Why would I get nervous about it? Yes, I know buying something like this, I'm not going to gain 40% in 2 days. Okay, it's literally impossible for huge ETFs with a lot of holdings to do that. It's not going to happen. It's impossible. You're going to follow more of the indices, and it's pretty much impossible for the entire market to go up 40% in 2 days. So look, it's not going to happen. But at the end of the day, I want to hold this thing forever, or theoretically hold it forever. So yeah, I'm not going for the home run in 2 days, and that's fine with me. And you got to be fine with that. You have to be okay with that. Look, if you're the type that's going to get jealous of other people who can make, you know, 20, 50, even 100%. And sometimes in a matter of 2 days, my pen trade was 80% in 3 days. If you're the type that's going to get jealous and wants to try some of that, well, then I suggest you try it while you're young, or while your portfolio is in a small value, or you hold a large amount in cash, like 80%, and then you just do 20% in that kind of speculative trading. I get it. Everyone wants to do it, right? Everyone wants to be the next Warren Buffett. Everyone wants to pick their own stocks. It's tough to do on a consistent basis. And especially when the market is going up and up and we finally do recover to all-time highs, whenever that may be, nobody has any idea. Then what? Then you're going to just say, oh, I'm just going to take all that money that I earned from trading earlier and put it all into passive income stocks and ETFs. Good luck. I mean, look, that's the ideal situation, but it almost never happens. Like, you'd rather invest $100,000 in dividend stocks than like $25,000 today and then grind your way up there. It's a hassle, but at the same time, it's more realistic, right? You're going to get more shares of the dividend ETF or dividend payer that you want, grinding it up slowly rather than amassing this massive fortune by trading other unreliable holdings, getting a huge sum of money and then trading it that way. Just my thoughts today on a Friday. Leave you going into the weekend. So hope you enjoyed all of the episodes this week. Got a little variety going this week. Hope you enjoyed it. This episode's not too long at all. Enjoy the one ad episode. Stay safe over the weekend. Stay indoors. Man, especially if you're on the East Coast like I am, it's brutal right now. I had to wait 20 minutes in the grocery store line today just to pick up some food that I need for just like 4 days. So it's brutal. It's hitting me hard. I'll see you guys next episode.